The next patient is Joseph Gurney. The last name is G-R-U-N-Y. Clinical case of a 81-year-old white male that has a history of nephrolithiasis for more than 30 years, period. The patient was recently admitted to the hospital because of pain in the right paralumbar area that was radiated to the front and intensified to the point that he had to go to the emergency room. At the time of the admission, the CT scan failed to show any changes of obstructive nephropathy or acute kidney stone. There was no evidence of hematuria. There was evidence of deterioration of the kidney function. The estimated GFR went as low as 26 mLs per minute, most likely associated to dehydration. Once the patient was given IV fluids, the kidney function went back to normal. The serum creatinine is 1.1, the BUN is 30, and the estimated GFR is pretty close to 60 mLs per minute. The urinary sediment is not active. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Period. The patient has non-obstructive kidney stones that have been stable for a number of years. From the nephrology point of view, the recommendations were related to low sodium intake and continue taking the medications as prescribed by the primary care physician. The patient takes allopurinol 300 milligrams every day. Number two, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass graft, and status post-myoprosthetic mitral valve replaced. From the hemodynamic point of view, the patient is very stable. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease without any evidence of esophagitis. Following number, history of arterial hypertension with a blood pressure reading of 117 over 73 today. The renal Doppler ultrasound failed to show findings consistent with renal artery stenosis. Following number, the patient has cysts in both kidneys that are without complexity. Period. From the nephrology point of view, there is no need for intervention at the present time. We are going to send Mr. Gurney, G-R-U-N-Y, back to the primary doctor, Ware, W-A-R-E. Thanks a lot for the referral, period. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the admission to the hospital and the imaging as well as the lab. In the face-to-face, we spent 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 5 minutes.